Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, John.
How you
Hey,
doing?
Greg.
You are listening to Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for bossbarrel.com.
That's us.
I'm your host and severe allergy sufferer, Griff Hoffman. With me is Johnny Stanhope.
Johnny the man, Stanhope.
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Stand.
Oh, man. Next
Johnny
week's...
Stand.
Yeah, I'm going to have to emulate Johnny Cage and just get Johnny tattooed straight across my chest.
He's wearing
That's a great idea.
Some sunglasses and a big belt buckle.
I do have my sunglasses. Oh, they're upstairs.
Never. Do you have a spare in your back pocket?
No. No.
Just in case.
They were not $300. No, I think the ones I have upstairs are just $90.
Ryan Fielder, how many pairs of sunglasses do you have?
Well, I've probably spent about $90 in them, but I've probably got 15 pairs.
Well, okay. I own three
That's
pairs.
Good. That's a good ratio.
I own three pairs of sunglasses, and together they cost me probably $300.
Whoa.
See, that's way too much.
Yep.
Because they just get ruined. At least when I wear them.
Yeah, me too. I'm not good with sunglasses.
No. The one time I ever had an expensive pair of sunglasses, I was wearing them on a roller coaster, and I never saw them again.
Yeah, that'll happen. You'll have that.
I lost my watch. I just started wearing it again for work, and I was really bummed about that.
It's Did you go on a roller coaster?
No, it's a fake Rolex, so I probably put it down somewhere and somebody took it.
Yeah.
It's like fake Mariner Rolex. So, joke's on whoever took that, but still kind of want it back. I like having that watch.
He's probably trying to take it to a pawn shop.
Yep.
Okay, good for this man.
There are some pieces missing. I mean, it's not like it's fancy or anything.
Can I get some Pikachu for this?
No, man, we're all out. We got Bulbasaur. Uh-huh.
Fine, give it to me.
Get some bulb.
Dude, I'm telling you, like
bulb of Bulbasaur.
Have we had the discussion about like which Pikachu? Which
I'm
Pikachu?
Sure we have the best tasting Pokemon best discussion.
Yeah, we've
just
definitely
thinking, like,
had that
Bulbasaur salad. Just had that big old cabbage ripped off the back.
No,
there.
Bulbasaur seems more like a steak to me.
No,
maybe,
man.
Maybe
the bulb. That's like it would be like in the illicit Pokemon trading market, like black market. You get Bulbasaur bulb, and it's like the veal, because it's only the unevolved cute Pokemon. You have to like rip the bulb off its back, and then you like smoke it or something, and then you know, like the people from Johto think that it makes you more virile, or
yeah,
you know, it's like an aphrodisiac.
If you don't cut it right, it'll kill you.
And the rest of the world's like, those Johto people. Why would they ever think that's an aphrodisiac?
Squirtle soup.
Yeah.
Dude, squirtle soup.
Yeah.
Tastes like pee.
It's just like water.
Well, you brought up that interesting point of, is it water? Like, it's Pokemon fluid that they produce.
Right.
Like,
no, I don't know if it's water. It's just Pokemon excrement.
Yeah.
It's
fluid.
It's like stuff that's built inside of them.
It would be like if you had a cow and it was attacking somebody with milk, you wouldn't be like, oh, it's a water attack.
No. I would be like, that's a milk attack.
That's disgusting.
That is a fluid that they create.
You've been milked.
Anyway, this is Boss Bro Radio, episode 34 for the week of
April.
Should
we do that intro again?
Back this up, yeah. April 13th, 2011. 2011.
11-0-0-1-1.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we got a lot to talk about this
Sweet.
Week.
Sweet.
Since Captivate was yesterday, Captivate 11. We'll have a lot of news to discuss. I'm sure you guys have been playing a few video games.
really?
Probably. I mean, maybe.
Not much out.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a question, though, I want to start off with. Just because a few nights ago, I had a very crazy, bizarro dream where I was playing a video game where it was two separate storylines. Like, in one segment, you were playing as the hero, and then the second segment, you were playing as the villain. And I was thinking, can you guys think of any video games that are actually like that?
Legacy of Kain Defiance.
What's that?
Legacy of Kain Defiance.
Okay.
Also, what was that one game?
Heavy Rain.
The other one.
Indigo Prophecy?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, but you're not really playing as a villain there. You're just playing different stories, sections of the story.
I feel like this has been done.
Yeah. Cool.
But Legacy
like
of Kain
any
Defiance.
Any fighting game?
I would say Legacy of Kain Defiance, you're directly playing as a bad guy, because by that point in the story, Kain isn't necessarily a bad guy.
But are you... So the thing I'm wondering is there... Like, the thing that... The game that comes to mind for me is Breath of Fire 4, where you start the game playing as the villain and like you're going through this forest just demolishing all these enemies, and then you switch over to the main character and you're like doing stuff with them, and you switch back to the villain, and it's just kind of this back and forth of like you playing as main character villain.
Modern Warfare 2. When you kill all those airport civilians.
Oh, well. No, because you're still playing as a good guy. You're just
undercover. Not just like one segment of the story where you're like, now you're...
It's a whole game where it's flipping back
and forth. Yeah, and that also got me thinking, and where it's actually done well and interesting and like meaningful. Like, whereas Modern Warfare 2, that's a good point. Yeah, that was cool, but like, when you're playing both sides of the scenario, and like if you can... Like in Breath of Fire, you are kind of understanding why the villain is doing the things he's doing. And then you see it from like, I would like to see. What it got me thinking of is like, where are the video games that take crazy chances like that?
StarCraft.
No.
You play as the villain.
I'm kind of missing what I'm saying here.
But I understand what you're saying.
But... Like, where is like Final Fantasy VII when you have a main character that is important and then dies and there's no way to get them back? Like, I was thinking about it and thinking about like Mass Effect 2 and Dragon Age 2 and like how there is like the true playthrough where you get everybody and save everything and everybody doesn't want to miss the opportunity to have everything good happen. Like,
but it's been a long time since we've had a game that's just like, this person's dead.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with that.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want that to be a thing again where you can do something crazy like that and like Final Fantasy 6 or 3, where you have the Shadow, the ninja, or, yeah, that's right. Yeah, or is it
Shadow,
Edge? No. Was it Dog Shadow?
Maybe the dog was Shadow.
I thought the dog was Shadow and the ninja was Edge. But you have that, and he will come into your party and then leave your party and then come into your party and then leave your party. And man, I want that again. Like, I want that sort of unknown variable, like that, not that you were doing something wrong, but you just couldn't do it any other way.
But the only games you're sitting here and using these
RPGs. Yeah,
play Lost Odyssey.
Nah,
I played that a lot. I played that a lot.
I'm telling you, it's the last good Eastern RPG.
Really?
And
Nier seemed pretty intriguing.
And it has all of those qualities that you're asking for right now.
But that game is like 150 hours.
Where you straight up lose people. I only spent 70 hours.
Oof.
I spent less time than that.
Did you get everything?
Not everything. No.
I got almost everything.
Because the combat got so boring after trying to get everything. Man.
There's so many ways to min-max yourself in that game. Oh, it's so awesome. Also, I have never had a game make me cry like more of a bitch than that game.
Huh.
The game is emotionally draining.
Interesting.
Just putting that out there.
Okay, so well, good. I mean, if you have an example of that, that's awesome, because I want to play something like that that has been done recently.
Like, yeah, that game was what, 2008?
Seven or eight.
One of those. I remember.
Yeah. So just something I was thinking about. Like, I want to see games taking chances like that. Like, it seems like to appeal to a mass audience, you can't. Maybe it's just the way that the world works with people divulging information and stuff like that, or maybe it's because people want to have everything, you don't see stuff like that anymore.
I'm just trying to remember a game.
I mean, Call of Duty, you always lose characters.
Yeah, like, true.
I mean,
that's I really felt emotionally.
That
was painful when they all died.
I was kind of upset.
You really felt attached to Roach?
Ghost, yes.
How do you feel attached to anybody in a first-person shooter? Except for Half-Life characters.
Okay, I was about to say, do not say BioShock, because that is a lie.
What characters?
Exactly. Never be attached to anybody in BioShock, because they don't exist. They're not real.
After being betrayed, you're like... driven by revenge.
Yeah.
You don't get attached that way at all?
Not really. I mean, because it's just the hook through the nose that's pulling me on further. It's like, how do you Now what are you going to do? Well, you don't really have any choice since this is the next level.
Well, how about this? Like, the beginning of Bulletstorm. Like, you really started to feel a downer for, like, those people that died at the beginning of that game.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, yes, no, any game like, can set you up and be like, fair. Okay, so everybody's all happy, and this is your peaceful little village that you've been living in. Now it's on fire! Oh, don't you miss your family? Like, no, I don't miss my family. Okay. Like
Fable 3 and the dog.
People who you actually invest time in, like your person's time, like your not your video game avatar that you're like, well, he probably spent 17 good years of his life with this person.
Okay.
But I never really knew them.
But so the thing
they wore a hat and they look sweet.
I think the thing that we're running into is like, if you want to keep talking about FPS games or even like third person shooter games, is like those games don't last as long as say RPGs do. So the amount of time you're given to build up that person as a strong character that you like,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Yeah, but I would also say that then take Half-Life 2, for example, and Half-Life the episode.
Is sort of a long game.
Yeah.
What about Trishka gets.
Like, you take.
Shoved.
Oh, no. Like I said, that's like.
It was inconsequential because it was like, okay, now she'll be back in the later chapter.
I sort of knew that she would be back. Like,
you guys
you
didn't.
You can't.
No, I didn't even
didn't
give a crap.
Fall for it?
No, I was for a second.
I was like, whoa, that sucks, but I really feel like this game can't go on if she's just dead.
I also didn't care. It'd be weird. It's like, bummer. She's gone now.
Yeah, so where was I going?
So Half-Life, it is a first-person shooter. It's not a 40-hour game. It's, you know, maybe 10, 15 hours.
Right.
Especially if you include all the episodes, then you're up to like 20, 25 hours sort of thing if you're playing it very slowly and methodically. But it's like your interactions with Alex and with even Dog and with the scientist, I forget what's his name, the one that always seems to get his ass captured, Eli, and what's Alex's dad? That's him. What's the other scientist? I forget his name.
The one with the glasses and the bald head.
Yeah, the one with the pet head crab.
With the fangs.
I forget his name, but you do become attached to those characters. So, like, at the end of episode 2, when that thing happens, you're like, oh, dude, oh, shit. Like, I can't believe that happened.
Right.
Or when you are going to rescue him, you're like, okay, like, we should get this dude back. Like, he is, or when you're, like, tasked with protecting Alex, you're like, I really should protect her because she is, like, grown as a character to me.
Well, this is my thing. Like I said before when I was talking about Crysis, I think like 2 weeks ago, it's like, I just don't think anybody can do silent protagonists except for Valve.
Yeah.
Like, I can't speak eloquently enough to tell you why or how they construct their exterior characters
mm-hmm.
so well that I am interested in them. They give them such personality and such uniqueness that I am interested in those characters and what they're saying. But where it's like with Crysis, I was just like, did not care at all what they were saying because I just like, I don't know. I never felt like any of those characters had any character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just seemed like this is generic.
They're a silhouette of
is generic science dude. This is generic military
your archetype,
chick.
Like your Final Fantasy syndrome of like, okay, this is the young and spunky thief, and this is the hardened, grizzled veteran that's, you know, too old for this shit. And this is your dude with a lot of zippers and a giant sword who's your badass. And this is your pure priest mage girl. And it's like, yeah, okay, like check, 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 check. And we got everybody. Yep, great. Here's your semi-misunderstood, sweet-looking villain with a funny name who then gets possessed by some super demon.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like there is just a disassociation between
cool
the characters.
Game.
Yeah, you want to play it? I have a copy.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's called Every Final Fantasy Ever.
I must have missed that one, so yeah. I'll borrow that.
It's called Final Fantasy X, too.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that earlier.
That's fine. Play
so,
Lost Odyssey.
Lost Odyssey?
Play it.
Yeah.
Just give it a whirl.
I don't know. I've heard some awful things that prevent me from playing it.
Like what?
Like the load times into battle are extremely long.
Eh?
I don't remember that being an issue.
I don't remember
but
that, yeah.
That's the biggest thing where it's like, it takes a good 10 to 20 seconds to load into a battle, into a random battle.
Install it to your hard drive.
I don't think I ever did that. And I still don't remember. Isn't it like
8 discs, too?
It's 4 discs.
Install it to your hard drive.
I can't. I only have 2 gigs.
Do it one disc at a time. Okay.
It is 4 discs. And it's like, that was the other thing that sort of confuses the shit out of me with games that have multiple discs. Like, which one am I supposed to install? Both of them? All of them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because then you could have like multiple people using the same bot game.
Well, if you're installing it, then you're taking the data off the disk and putting it on the hard drive so it doesn't have to spool the disk to read it.
Right.
So you'd want to take every disk and install them, right?
And then you could, if you had 4 people, you could each have 1 disk.
Well, no, because the game knows where you, like, well, I guess it depends on what we're talking about, but the game would know where you are sequentially in that game. So I don't.
When it says please insert disc 2, then you have to take out disc 1 and put in disc 2 still. You still need the disc in the Xbox for verification. Uh-huh. It's just not reading it off the disc.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Nothing. There's no problem. I was just thinking of the thing with Mass Effect 2.
Oh, the
I played it. I installed
insert
only,
disc 1
I
and only, then insert disc 2 and then yeah, insert disc
I only
1.
Installed 1 disc.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it didn't seem to help the load times.
Well, then when you switch to disc 2, then it'll just be a little bit longer because you're running off the disc.
The answer to this is just buy PlayStation 3 Mass Effect 2. That's the answer.
That's true.
You just buy that game.
No.
You'd never have to switch discs ever.
Or just install discs or no Blu-ray. Or
that is part of the Mass Effect experience.
What is switching discs?
Switching discs.
F that noise.
True,
did you have to do that in Mass Effect 1?
It's not a good RPG if you don't switch discs.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then you know where you're at in the game.
Then this holds my statement, Lost Odyssey, you should play this game.
No, the question is when you're playing Mass Effect and you beat it and you go and you buy DLC like I did, what disc do you put in for the DLC? Because you don't know. Because when you play the game, you do disc 1, and then you switch to disc 2, and then it's like, okay, before you go into this thing, well, we're at this point now, before you go into the Omega Relay and beat the game, you gotta switch back to disc 1.
Yeah.
So then after that, if you go to other places, please switch to disc 2.
Yeah.
And like, huh.
Why?
Okay, so now when I go and you download DLC for it, and it's like, so what disc do I start with? So I just decided to go with 1, and I won.
See, you completely dodged the whole thing by just owning it on PlayStation.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Even better if you just download it on PlayStation.
That's true, but I do like having discs.
Yep.
Yeah, and I do gotta like importing my Shepard save from Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, fair enough.
You think you're going to be able to import all the way from Mass Effect 1?
What do you mean? Like, if you have...
Yes and no.
If you have imported from it, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Like in Mass Effect 3, if you...
It rolls over.
Yeah, the decisions of your stuff from Mass Effect 2 would be...
You're going to have to go back to Mass Effect 1.
Your stuff from Mass Effect 1 will be in Mass Effect 2 save, and your Mass Effect 2 save will reflect Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Going to have to go back to Mass Effect 1 and play through that bitch again.
Why?
And just to do it all a different way. And just see what else happens.
I suggest you don't, because I played Mass Effect 2. This week, I got the DLC, The Arrival.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Not worth $7 or whatever it is.
Sweet.
But kind of cool. Like,
isn't it just like one room?
More or less, yeah. It's one room, 2 achievements, and it's like...
That's how all Mass Effect DLC is.
Yeah, but it's exceptionally stupid because it tears away... Like, it made me realize that Mass Effect 2 is not a good shooter.
No.
It's a good RPG
mm-hmm.
team management thing. So this gets brought into light when you play The Arrival because you're playing as just one person.
Awesome.
You only play as Shepard. You don't have a party with you.
That'd be sweet if you only played as someone else.
It would be.
you
only play as Shepard, and there's this huge fight midway through where it's just this long 5-wave gauntlet battle that you can die at any time, and it just continues the story with that. Or if you end it, it's like you pass out. So it's like, great. So the effort that I went through is meaningless except for getting this achievement.
If you beat it, you just pass out?
Yeah. And then if you don't beat it, then it's like, yeah, take her to the hospital.
Can you go? Did you miss the achievement forever then?
No. It'll autosave before that. So I went back and I played it all the way through because I heard like that there's no difference. It's like, really? Like, is it just going to make me pass out at the end? The same thing? Like, yes, it does. So yeah, it's kind of a bummer. And also playing it just as a third person shooter does not work by any means. Like when you don't have two other party members around there soaking up damage and giving you extra abilities, it's like, man, this is dull.
Yep.
Yeah. Good dialogue options, good like renegade moments of just shooting people, kicking them into bullets or whatever.
Sweet.
But
bullet kick?
Just a bummer. Yeah, just a bummer of DLC and like a real...
How much money did you spend on it?
It was like 560 Microsoft points. How much, so I don't know.
Five bucks.
How long did it take you?
About 2 hours.
Sweet.
And that was spending...
Two playthroughs?
One playthrough, spending about... I don't know. How do you replay DLC?
You said you auto-saved it before.
Oh, no. I like in that battle for the gauntlet, like I replayed that like... two or three times to get that thing. And then that took maybe a half an hour for the main reason that you can't skip a lot of the dialogue cutscenes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of not being able to skip dialogue cutscenes, I also played through all of Black Ops yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Get the trophies.
Did you skip through...
No, you can't. You can't. You can skip through like the
you can skip through the beginning.
You can skip through like the dossier moments where they're like giving you the really cool stylized like drawing red arrows from Cuba to Russia and cool parts of it. But the parts that you can't skip is when you're like
walking
in game, walking to one location and like it. Again, I said this before, but it is startling how little you actually play Black Ops. Like the actual moving a dude and engaging in actions besides just following woods. Like there is very little gameplay in there.
Really?
Yes.
I have not played this game yet.
You should play it because you will realize.
I've barely played 5 minutes of Black Ops.
Really?
Yeah.
On the positive side though, when I replayed it, I was like, okay, I know all the twists and turns and everything, but it's like, still, like, you can see him coming, but the way it's delivered at the end is actually okay. Like, it's better than the impression that I had where, like, okay, this is just complete trash. So, that was cool playing it again. I was like, yeah, okay, that twist, like, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, that's
actually did they figure out the numbers?
No, they still don't know what they mean. Yeah. And then just thinking about some of the other moments in there too, I was like, actually that could be kind of cool if they took it a different way, but they didn't. That's a shame. But yeah. Yeah. Also, just, I don't know. I replayed it. It was good.
I played some Black Ops.
Did you?
Yeah.
What,
are you 15th prestige yet?
Yes,
is that the end? Can you not prestige anymore?
Can't prestige anymore.
So you're done playing.
So now I just have gold guns to unlock.
You're just done playing.
No. I'm not a level 50 50 prestige yet. I'm a level 42 50 prestige. And
every time you hit 50, you can go back to 1 and that gives you a prestige.
Oh my god.
And you have to go from 1 to level 50.
Right.
And that's a prestige.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you guys do this. So Ryan's at
like level 500 and or like 750 or something by now.
Something
roughly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Math.
742.
42.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Why do you do this to yourself?
Because I don't know.
I also played the
3DS. I suppose
you were asking
what?
I was playing. I've been playing 3DS, and I thought so. This is really funny, John. That day you just walked in to get your phone or something at work.
Yeah.
I looked at my 3DS later that day, and it was like. Street Pass notification. What? It's like, oh, that's too funny. John, like, just walked into the restaurant to secretly Street Pass. And I was like, that's hilarious. And then I look at it, and it's like Anthony from Chicago. I'm like, wait a second. And I was like, that's still sweet, because I just finally got a random Street Pass at work. Like, it could have only been at work.
Nice.
So that was really cool. And I've been doing that.
Maybe I will do that to you now that I have that in my head.
I've been playing a lot of Super Street Fighter 3D Edition, which is still really good. I'm enjoying it. Playing online against
people
is fun.
Are you playing in 3D?
No.
What about over the shoulder?
No, I don't really care for over the shoulder. I told you about how the buttons don't really map in my mind.
Yeah. Grip's brain doesn't work.
Yeah.
No. When it transitions.
Left is still left. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you're over the shoulder in a shooter.
He feels like
it should
you should
be three
moving.
Quarters.
Yeah.
He feels like you should be moving diagonally.
Right. If you're orienting yourself, if you're looking at somebody, if you're looking at a fighting game screen, left and right will move your eye left and right. If you're looking down a hallway forward.
Do you want to push up to move forward? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
is?
I want to push to move forward. I want to push
top right
to 1:30, 2 o'clock. Because from the angle you're looking, it's like, okay, if I push up here, then that will direct my guy this way.
You just need to be able to disassociate the angle with the
future, man, when everything is in 3D. I'm going to be
even
the person.
Even real life.
No, dude, when it's the
I'm going to be the person who has to fucking invert my controls one-eighth degree shift.
Yep.
And they're like, who does this, old man? You use a 1/8 degree shift? Jesus. Yeah. And they're like, my brain doesn't work like that. So that's good. Been playing a lot of stuff online with that. Online multiplayer battles work cool. Have not been able to do any of the Street Pass battles yet, which I'm still hoping to do to see how that works.
It's just going to be awesome one day.
Someday it'll happen.
Just be like, you want to fight? Yeah, I want to fight.
You want to fight? You want to throw down?
Well, I've broken down to just walking by the front doors of GameStop every day. Because it's the only way to get through Find Me. Because either that or I just save up 220 play coins to get 10 cats to fight my way. I got a sweet Kirby hat that looks like he's just resting his balls on my forehead. It's great. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. That's all I've been playing. Mass Effect 2 or The Arrival, Black Ops, and 3DS.
Good combo.
Anything besides Black Ops for you, Ryan?
No. I mean, no.
There's Mass Effect 2 DLC out.
Didn't you tell me not to get that?
It's only $5.
How much do you like Mass Effect?
Do you really like Mass Effect?
Maybe. How much are the achievements worth?
200 points, I think.
Points, right?
Usually?
Really?
No, probably not. I don't know.
No, DLC's always.
I think it's 100 points.
Oh, 100?
Since it's not full price DLC, I think it's 100.
Different. The Dragon Age DLC was 130 points.
Nice.
Where do you get these numbers?
Really? That's weird.
Yeah.
Saving that sextra 70 extra points for the next DLC that they release, which will just be like
one achievement.
The story of dog or something.
Dude, it's crazy how much that dog is integrated into that game.
Yeah.
Just for being some extra side crap.
Yeah.
Just sort of.
What'd you name your dog?
Toby.
Weird. It's pretty random.
I named mine Kitty the first time
Bartholomew.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you name?
Kitty.
That's great.
And then I named him Poopstain.
Maybe on my second playthrough.
And it was really funny because there was a point where I was in the house and the dog's there. But I couldn't see the dog, but his little reticule was up there. So it looked like it just said Poopstain like over the desk. I was like, awesome.
That reminds me... Zelda Ocarina of Time. Trust me, if you do this, start that game and name your character Boner, it's totally worth it for once you get to become an adult because of the line that Navi says to you. Yeah. She's like, Boner, you've grown up. You've gotten bigger. You look so much stronger.
Yeah.
John, you got a Crysis 2 review up, so you finished that.
Yeah, finished that. Multiplayer is actually pretty good.
Hmm.
Sort of wanted to keep that
I'm seeing
game.
Reviews for it. People are actually liking it.
But the multiplayer is good. That's like the saving grace of that game. Do not play that single player. There's no reason to play that single player. Unless you really, really, really want to know what's going on with Crysis 1, maybe. I don't know.
What if you like suits?
Squid aliens?
Squid alien things.
What if you like suits?
Yeah, I mean, if you really like suits, play Metal Gear Solid 4.
Mm-hmm.
They've got nano suits.
Better suit. Yeah, actually, nano muscle suit.
Octo camo.
What are those nano machines? Yeah.
I don't know. Was the suit made of nano?
Maybe. I don't know. Why not?
Nanotech.
What is nano?
Nano apparently is not a word that the dictionary does not recognize.
What?
Nano. And N-A-N-O. Well,
it'd be like just calling something Giga.
Yeah.
Giga. Or Mega.
Awesome suit.
I would like a Giga suit.
Yeah, that's That'd it. Be pretty you don't sweet. Want a Terra suit?
Giga
suit.
I'll start small.
Nova.
Start with a kilobyte suit or kilo suit. Did I tell you guys about that? Oh, yeah, we were there. Like, the difference between a byte and a bit, insane.
Oh. 1,000?
No.
No, it's like...
Like, byte is storage space and bit is, like, transfer rate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, I don't understand computers yeah. anymore.
But so, yeah, Crysis 2 is... I talked to Griff a little bit about this stuff, but, like, it's got your basic Call of Duty stuff where you get, like, the more levels you gain, the more rank you earn. Like, you get different perks that you can unlock and different, mm-hmm. like, guns and attachments for your guns and all that stuff. But what's really cool is, like, while you have all that stuff, you also, like, you have your power suit. And depending on how you play, this suit evolves with you. So you have, like, three categories of ways you can play. So it's, like, if you like to use your armor abilities a lot, you'll gain more experience in your armor abilities for the suit. And eventually your suit will gain levels in the armor area and make the armor stronger. So it's just, like, the more you do certain things, the more the suit starts to benefit you for using those things. So it's actually really cool that, like, your character starts to evolve while you're playing that game.
Yeah, I played the demo for that, and yeah. it let you unlock up until level 3, I think.
Oh, really? For everything. No, I got to level 5 before I was
level 5.
Really, really good. I liked it a lot. Towards level 5, I started to get really good at that game.
Yeah.
Was there any matchmaking issues or?
No, actually, did really quickly, like. Loaded really fast and everything. That was another thing I was really impressed with that game. Like, as good as that game looks, it is no slouch in the multiplayer either, and it does not bog down either. I was having a really good time playing that game. Really, really good time. I also thought that there would be a lot of issues of tons of people running around, like, looking like Predator. But no, if you go stealth, you can't really see if someone is stealth unless they're, like, right on top of you.
Oh, if you're stealth, you can't see stealth? Somebody else in stealth?
Yeah, no, if somebody else is in stealth, even if you are you not?
Oh.
Like, if somebody is in stealth and they are walking, like, a decent distance away from you, you would not be able to see them at all. But if they're, like, right on top of you, that's when you'd be able to tell that there's a distortion, and then it's like, ah, shit.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my god.
I'm about to die!
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know.
The gun butt melee?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really care for that either.
Pa!
Yeah. Yeah, just don't try to melee people as much as possible. That's the best way to approach that.
Why?
Melee is just not very efficient. It's not like a stab and they're dead. It's like it's rifle butt, and it mostly knocks them back and hurts them. Like, two rifle butts will
probably...
If you get them from behind, you can do a stealth kill.
So it's like that game.
Yeah.
Halo.
Yeah,
Reach.
Sort of. Yep,
like almost much. Exactly like
almost
that
exactly
instant
like
kill from behind yeah. and it doesn't really
actually,
does about
when
half
I
damage.
Played it, I made the comparison. It is Halo and Call of Duty having a child.
Yeah, no, it's That's, very much that game. Uh-huh. That is what that is.
With yep. a slide.
Yep, with a slide.
Love that slide.
With a slide. A
little bit of Mirror's Edge on the side. No, you can slide in that game and you can shoot dudes. Or we can also
I don't
say,
remember the slide.
Yeah, you don't. It's not really that great.
It's Medal of Honor slide, not bullet times, not slide forever.
It's yeah,
like,
it's not infinite slide and shoot dudes.
It's like Killzone slide, like if you were to slide in real life.
Yeah, it's like you slide like 4 or 5 feet, yeah. and you can aim and shoot dudes.
Not
that,
infinity
but
slide.
It's like not really that great.
Not burnt yeah. butt cheeks.
What if,
slide.
But what if it's down a hill?
Maybe
the kill ends sometime, man. It's not like.
Well, it's also the thing that I'm discovering is, like, the fist pound, like, ground pound thing that you can do,
mm-hmm.
not as effective. It's, like, the opportunity to use that and to actually kill somebody with that is there, but you also open yourself so far up to, like,
if you miss, you're dead.
If you miss, you're out of all battery power,
huh.
and you're also delayed by a few seconds. You're toast. Huh. Like, it's a lot easier to just play it safe and not use it.
Yeah.
Risk reward, man.
Yeah, like
don't. Isn't it? You get to jump up.
Yeah, yes, you have to be in the air and you have to ground pound, and it will exert all of your battery energy to do it.
And then
more than likely, you will kill anything that is within like a close proximity.
Is it the higher the distance you go, the bigger the wave is?
Possibly.
Because I want to see somebody like jumping off the highest point and just like ripple through the entire.
You would probably level. Kill yourself in the process, though.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah, you go through the map.
I do.
Oh, it's like inverse Mortal Kombat. You just like end up in the subway.
Yeah. I do sort of also like weird. Their kill streak thing, where it's like you don't
picking
just
up dog tags.
Yeah, you don't just kill people. You have like when they're dead. They drop dog tags, and mm-hmm. you have to collect the dog tag to have that kill streak. That count as a thing. Like
Ryan
basically,
talking about that. That seemed like a cool idea.
You could actually get kill streaks without killing people.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah, you could
stealing other people's
stealing
dog
other
tags.
People's tags. Yeah, it's really kind of cool.
Anything else besides Crysis 2?
I finished Dragon Age 2. That's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we've talked enough about Dragon Age.
I think we've gone about 2 months on Dragon Age.
We're done.
Gonna done break it right here.
Done.
That's it. It's the end of it.
So I started a new playthrough on Dragon Age.
How was that?
I got to level 50 in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we have 60 minutes. Let's talk about Dragon Age.
Great. No, that's all right. Yeah.
Did you do the cheat?
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. That's, no, I like it that it's
stop,
really nice.
Stop it.
I did that thing.
It was fun. It was
good. Yeah, well, I didn't talk about that last week. You said you found that level 50 cheat.
Yeah, that was fun.
How did you do it? You said you just turned a quest in forever.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got this little fetch quest where you can turn over an item to someone, and then you'll just get awarded, like, money and experience for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a glitch in the game where if you have your weapon drawn and then you go to turn in the thing to the guy just as soon as you're about to put the weapon away, it glitches out and it lets you just continually hand that thing to that guy and it will just spam you experience and gold.
Oh, nice. You get money from it.
You get money too. I didn't realize that until after I'd finished doing the thing and I was just like, oh my god.
So then you could like buy all the books and shit too if you did it early.
Yeah, you could buy everything.
I had like 137,000 gold.
Oh, really? Good God! No, I had like I had like 15,000 or something like that. But still, it was just like I never ran out of gold at that point. I was buying whatever I wanted to.
The quest that you did you get 750 or just 200?
750. If I was doing 200, I would have killed myself.
It would have taken
before.
A lot longer.
Yeah,
it would have taken three more button presses every time.
Yeah.
I was gonna talk more about. Stuff that I was anyway. Well, not Dragon Age 2.
I'll just say one more thing about it. It's just like I just thought it was really nice though that the game does scale it up,
yeah,
depending on what your level is, so that it has a nice even keel. So it's not completely breaking the game. It's just sort of like now I can experience what it would be like to have all of these abilities that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't get that otherwise.
Well,
like you can't hit level 50.
There's no way. Like I just don't think it would be possible for you to get there.
Have I not?
Griff's itching to get out of this topic.
I want to talk more about Dragon Age 2, but we'll just talk about it later. Is that it?
Is that Boss Barrel? That's dedicated so Dragon Age.
Yep.
Your number one source for Dragon Age 2.
Great.
So funny that we need to stop talking about Dragon Age 2 because.
Talk about Dragon Entry.
No.
Dragon Dogma?
Question somebody we have this week. I don't think this was intentionally sent to Boss Barrel. It was sent to me on Facebook through one of their dumb poll apps things from a guy I went to high school with named Stephen Scully. He sent me the thing that just said, what is the best RPG?
This year?
So, no. Ever.
Ever. Ha. Huh.
Yeah, and that's kind of a doozy of a question because it's like...
I've been playing RPGs for
and years. Also then you're like answer. You're like, well then there's JRPGs, there's Western RPGs.
Do I know your answer?
Anyway, before you say your answer, if you would like to ask us other questions, direct an email to bbr@bossbarrel.com. Send us a message on Facebook through our Boss Barrel like page or comment on one of our podcast episodes, probably the most recent one, on the website. All right. What is it, Ryan? What is the best RPG?
I'll give you one guess.
Is it Dragon Age 2?
No.
Is it Final Fantasy like 7?
Yep.
It's 7?
Barf. Oh,
yep. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
It's the best.
You like those material slots?
I like Knights of the Round.
Making all your characters the same?
You like doing like...
I like copying Knights of the Round. Did you ever do that?
Yes. What was that materia? The...
Master materia?
No. There's the, like, Mimic or
something.
Yes. No. Mimic was involved. But there's, like, the Quattro materia. Yeah, where you cast it four times in a row. Yeah. And then somebody would mimic it and cast it four times.
Eight times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way you could beat the
Emerald Weapon.
Yep.
Great. Yeah, that sure was amazing.
Yeah.
Watching that cutscene happen over and over again.
You just start that chain and go make yourself a sandwich.
Hey, there was the other thing, the cheat I remember, which was if you were in the Emerald battle and then you pop the disc lid, it would stall the battle. And your last action that you did would keep repeating itself, but it would still keep the damage counter. So you get the enemy down to no health, close the disc lid back up, it'll start spinning and making the enemy attack and going through the actual game, and then that's how you do it. Huh. It only worked occasionally, like you had to get it perfect. So I tried to do it, and I could never get it, but I had a friend who I went to Japan with who did it that way, just popped the disc lid and you just constantly attack.
I was never able to defeat the Ruby weapon. And I read so many different, like...
That was the one in the sand outside.
Yeah, in the sand, and he would always, like...
The golden saucer?
He was in the sand. He was big and red.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you would go and fight him, and he would always kill the two outside party members.
With the tentacles?
Yeah, but if you went in there with two dead party members on the sides, you could, like... Use a phoenix down. You could use phoenix as an attack, and it would resurrect those two. And you like had an opening edge on him for a little while.
Huh.
Also, like I remember one of the tactics that I had that like was given was just like use Kate Sith. Use Kate Sith's limit.
Oh, catchy.
What?
Fuck, man! It's 2011. Its name is Catchy.
Catchy.
Yeah. Just look it up. Look it up.
I always thought it was Kate Sith.
No.
Kate Sith.
No, it's like Shide, you know, the company that made Shatter. It's Side.
No.
You just pronounce it CD? Seed? Sid?
No.
Okay, whatever. That's not how you say it. It's not Kate Sith. Look it up.
Why the hell is it, look it spelled up like that?
Because man? it's like Scottish Norse or Scottish mythology
right.
animal.
Right. Right.
And if they say
that's why it talks in Scottish when it's in.
It's not. His name isn't Kate Sith.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Anyway, I'm not Scottish. I'm American.
Whatever.
American. The motherfucker's name is Kate Sith.
Play me some Final Fantasy.
I'm going to get me a Bush Light.
It's going to be Yuffie. And it's going to be fucking.
Claude.
Yeah, Claude. Tifa.
Yikes.
Barrett. Yeah, get me some Barrett.
I could go many ways with this right now, but we'll anyway, just stop with
anyway,
that.
Anyway, yeah, there's like one of the tactics I read that I tried a lot was just like stupid marshmallow Catman's limit break thing was like if you somehow got it to be
lucky sevens,
the lucky sevens thing, it would just like do 999999 like repeatedly.
Yeah, that's until, ridiculous,
and it's just like. The oddity of me getting this is comparable to me getting a royal flush in poker. So awesome. There was like a sevens.
Lucky number seven. If you had your HP at all sevens, you would always do sevens limit break sort of.
No, it was just every time you did damage, you would do 7,700.
Yeah.
Every time.
It was like a mini limit break. Yeah. Yeah. You also had to have that to get if you're crazy and you did the monster materia, the yellow materia thing that made you learn monster attacks, the blue mage thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that you could get from these like weasels that would explode and instantly kill your party.
Mm-hmm.
They would kill whatever member. It was like a guaranteed kill. But the only way that you could dodge it is you had to activate this other monster attack that would provide some function, and then you had to hit lucky sevens to do that attack on that exploding weasel, and then you get the exploding weasel's instant death kill attack, and that was supposed to be something you can use against the weapons.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
I obviously didn't play it that much, but...
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say best RPG ever, Disgaea.
Wow. Best RPG ever?
Damn it, this is such a hard question.
Because...
Can we do like a top five?
No.
Damn it.
The best RPG ever. Do, 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 do. Because Death Sky has got some really cool RPG elements to it, but I also think that like a lot of the appreciation of Death Sky comes from already knowing how RPGs work.
Right.
And sort that's of the fair. Humor involved in that side that's of it. Fair. You're like, oh, you're just a mini boss.
How about mid boss?
Army of Two.
What?
Army of Two. Best RPG ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
I really felt like I was
RPG means what?
role-playing. Yeah, I was in the
aren't
role.
All games role-playing games?
Yeah. True, yes.
Except for the role Fallout. Of Salem.
Except what about Peggle, man?
Peggle.
You are the peg.
You are the ball.
You are Bjorn.
You are the guy who launches the ball.
Yeah.
That's remember, true. You have to pick the special ability.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you're
the unicorn or the
you're Bjorn,
owl
the unicorn.
Whatever.
Bjorn.
What about Zuma?
Zuma. Okay.
Or okay, Bejeweled.
Off the reservation.
Pac-Man.
You're right.
It's just so hard. Is
that Subway going through you the wrong way?
Because, like, Chrono Trigger's really good.
Yeah.
Chrono Cross is really good.
No.
That's...
Chrono Cross is not really good.
Chrono
Cross is not nearly as good as Trigger, but it is still good.
No.
It is still better than a lot of things out there.
Yeah.
See?
Army of Two.
There you go. It's still better than, say, Final Fantasy XIII. Which one would you rather play?
True. True.
Final Fantasy XIII, too.
Which one makes more sense?
Yeah.
Barely.
Well, that's to be debatable.
Not playing both of them.
Yeah, okay, no, John, that you're right. You're right. Chrono Cross is infinitely better because of the FMV ending.
Exactly.
Little Japanese girl walking through a city in a white dress looking confused.
Mm-hmm. Don't,
great.
Don't I still think Final Fantasy IX is probably my favorite Final Fantasy.
So that's best RPG?
But I don't.
No, no choice for Western, because my go-to is...
Can we do Eastern Western?
No.
No, damn
RPG,
it.
Man. I'm going to go with... Deus Ex would be up there, or maybe Fallout 2. But I'd probably go with Deus Ex, because I enjoyed playing that more. Fallout 2 was pretty mean. So, I don't think any of you guys played the original Deus Ex, did you?
Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
Statue of Liberty. Uh-huh. Guy who looks
they
like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. No. I know of them.
Okay.
Does he come back?
Lost Odyssey is really, really good.
Mm. I'm going to go with
Castlevania Symphony of the Night, also technically an RPG.
Action RPG?
Action
yeah.
RPG. I don't know. But not,
with
what are we,
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, what are we classifying as RPGs
here? The first one.
I don't know. That's a good question. Because Deus Ex is fairly nebulous as RPGs.
I mean, the Fallout
Borderlands
games,
is an RPG.
Yeah.
The Fallout games aren't really...
Well,
like, I mean, they're sort
yeah,
of,
I don't know.
You
Borderlands.
Get abilities.
Well,
yeah.
So is like Diablo an RPG? Do we qualify
yes.
Dragon Age as an RPG?
Our Dragon Age is an RPG.
Diablo is definitely an RPG.
No, yes. No,
see?
To me it's a
dungeon.
Like,
if Dragon Age is, then Diablo is.
Dragon Age?
Dragon Age 1?
How is that Diablo?
Going through dungeons?
I feel like a Diablo is a thing in and of
putting
itself as a dungeon crawler, which
Baldur's
is
Gate.
Purely...
You level up, you get more points, you get more abilities.
Yeah,
that's an RPG.
But your role in the story is so diminished.
All right.
To kill Diablo?
But like your... I'm saying like the story side of your character.
Yeah.
Like the role you are inhabiting is the hero. Like, it's the same thing. Is Zelda an RPG? No. Zelda is an adventure game.
It is an adventure game.
So I would say then Diablo is in this weird line between adventure RPG where you do level up and your character grows, but it is so uninvolved in the story side. Kind of, no? Yeah. Anyway,
we're gonna have to agree.
You
disagree
could,
there.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you could make the claim that like any video game
is an RPG. Like,
because
if you want to take the defining words that make up an RPG role playing game,
right?
A lot of games you fill a role.
I feel like
person.
If you're leveling up and getting more abilities and growing stronger, that is an RPG.
I just think a lot of games have diminished.
So Crysis 2 RPG. By your definition,
not the single player game.
No, the. single player game has that stuff.
Does it? Really?
Yeah. However crappy those abilities are.
I mean, I'm thinking you would take the role playing game definition, you would use that in terms of like Dungeons and Dragons style.
I'm thinking
like there's a story proper that is crafted and you partake as a role that you decide, and your character both grows in terms of statistics and numbers and abilities. And then it also grows in the story as influence, importance, and actual change in character. Is that okay?
No, that's good. That's good. Like, I'm with you on that, because I feel like we have the same appreciation for what RPGs are supposed to be. Best RPG ever.
Come on, John. Good holding out. Just say it. Say
Mass Effect.
That was, I was thinking, I was kind of on board for that too. It's like, you know, Mass Effect series is one of the best RPGs I've ever played, but in terms of like individual games, like, is Mass Effect 1 the greatest RPG? No. Is Mass Effect 2 the greatest RPG? No, because it is the midpoint to the story.
I'm gonna go with what my heart says in this Final Fantasy 9.
All right, that's all. Just go.
Listen to your heart.
Final Fantasy IX.
That's what I'm gonna say. Final Fantasy IX.
Yep. Big-headed midgets.
Yep.
With tails.
Hey, the art style is not in question here.
Isn't there a guy with a cone hat?
Everybody. It's everybody in that game.
Well, there's a lot of people in there that do have cone
there's,
hats.
There's a guy who has dreads.
Yep. There's a guy that has sweet dreads.
It's a chick.
There's a chick.
Two names.
With the two names, yeah, that's me.
Is that her name?
There's a guy with eyeliner.
There's a guy with eyeliner.
Is there a mage in that one?
There's several mages.
There's one with a big tongue.
There's one of them mages. Is there a guy with a sword?
Nope.
No guy with a sword.
No swords.
Steiner.
No?
Swords free. No swords in that game.
That's an RPG then? No swords? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Mass Effect doesn't have any swords. Show me one sword in Mass Effect.
There are swords on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. There's swords.
There were swords, but I don't think they were playable.
No playable swords.
No playable swords.
Now, Dragon Age. There's some swords in Dragon Age.
Yeah. That's true. Just
bringing it around.
There we go. Dragon Age 2, best RPG ever.
We've been talking about it for 2 months.
Unofficially official.
I don't know yet if you guys played this yet, but...
So there you go. There's the long answer for you, Steven. I can't remember. Final Fantasy 7, 9, and Deus Ex.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
Final Fantasy Deus Ex 79.
Yep.
Done.
Best game ever. We should just make that game.
Final Fantasy EX 79.
Yes. I really wanted to say Lost Odyssey, because that game is really like emotionally impactful.
Deus Fantasy 79.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it for questions, I guess. Talk about news.
News.
Since a million things happened since yesterday was Captivate.
Captivate 2011.
But since we're on the Mass Effect tip, let's talk about Mass Effect 3.
Let's.
The internet has, as it always does,
stuff.
Taken the Game Informer that's about to come out and leaked some of the details that they offer about Mass Effect 3. So the cover of the new Game Informer will be Mass Effect 3.
Woo.
It is probably the worst looking cover ever.
Sweet.
Shepard looks really...
Well, there's going to be two covers.
You look really
awesome. I would hope so, because...
There's always two covers.
He looks the opposite of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the reason... Maybe...
Are they doing the infamous thing?
No, no. What they should do is you could pull this off where you just take off Shepard, man Shepard's head, and put Lady Shepard on, and it'll be the same body of work.
No, what they do is they just make that part of the magazine just reflective, so when you look at it, it's you! You are the Shepard.
That's a great idea, but what I'm referring to is the Shepard body looks really messed up.
Oh yeah? So you look kind of fat?
No.
He's gained weight.
He looks like...
Shepard's let himself go.
Shepard, yeah.
Does he have a heroin addiction now? He's really skinny.
Yes, Shepard has been doing some space meth, and...
him and Jack have
teamed up,
snorting some Krogan scale or whatever.
Omega.
Yeah.
Doing some hard drugs.
Red found some sand. Pikachu.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what space drug would. I'm sure they've referenced it.
Get a
before.
Hold of that deep mushroom.
It's salt mine or something. Space salt. That's probably a thing there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so some of the things, I don't know how much we should go into about this, but just some of the rumors that have leaked are names of characters that will be returning as playable versus in the story but unplayable.
Jack.
I don't think so. I can't remember, but there's a list on NeoGAF if you want to go check that out of people who will be as playable members and people who will not be playable but in the game still. Sort of like how Caden and Ashley were.
But so would this also depend on who dies?
Definitely.
At the end of Mass Effect 2?
Definitely.
No, they would come
retcon.
Back.
Retcon. they also mentioned that there is going to be another opening comic book to establish your backstory if you haven't played 2 or 1.
So is there going to be multiple comic books?
What do you mean?
Because they had to do the 1-2.
Oh, I think it'll just be 2, like what your choices were in 2. The rumor is...
So is it like a choose-your-own-ending comic book?
Yeah, choose your adventure. Yeah.
Choose your own adventure comic book.
Turn to page 16 exactly and the ceiling slowly crumbles around you.
Yeah.
You find yourself walling forever. Return to page 48. No, the some of the interesting bits are what the situation is. So the elusive man and Cerberus are after you.
They're after you.
Yes, and then also Earth Space Defense Force, whatever the hell.
Earth Space?
Yeah, whatever the Earth people's names are. I don't know. Earth America Space, whatever it is.
Earth Defense Force.
NASA is
Earth people.
Earth NASA's pissed at you. So you're just getting it from every direction.
Well,
that's what happens when you save the universe.
Wouldn't that also sort of depend on the ending of Mass Effect 2?
Yes and no. I'm expecting...
What if you're dead?
Oh, yeah, if you're dead, or if you turned over, if you turned over your information to, or if you turned over that stuff to Cerberus, would they?
So
how are they pissed at you?
So, okay,
I'm a solid.
Well, that's the thing. Let me back up for a second here and tell you, neither of you will play The Arrival because it sucks and you shouldn't.
Okay.
The only good thing about The Arrival is how it sets Mass Effect 2 up for Mass Effect 3, and that is. The Reapers are coming, and they're going to go through a mass relay, and you blow up a mass relay by throwing an asteroid at it.
Woo.
You shoot an asteroid into a mass relay, and it wipes out 300,000 people in a star system. And
way
that's
to go, Shepard.
Way to go, Shepard.
Because it was the only way to stop the Reapers from going immediately to, like, Earth, basically.
Well, the Reapers aren't that bad.
Yeah, it's true. So you block them. You block them at this mass relay, and then it'll take them a couple years to then make it to Earth. So at the end of that, you get a special visit from Admiral Hackett, and he's like, "I can't believe you did this crap. What's wrong with you, Shepard?" And then you talk to him. He's like, "Well, also, well done. Like, if this is what you believe, then that's so be it." But he's like, "You know, you will be held responsible at some point. So when you get that call from Earth, you better." Show your ass up at Earth and ready to like pay for the crimes that you did.
Yeah.
So the trailer for Mass Effect 3 is, you know, those people on Earth saying like Shepard is on his way, or he is on his way, like he's gonna be here soon. We just need to hold out for Shepard. So that is the setup. Like Shepard is called to trial at Earth, and then you're coming there to deal with that, and then the Reapers are
so we get to go to Earth.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy if Mass Effect 3 took place on Earth and Earth only?
What you were saying, John, is how does that happen if you went the different route? Like, how would the elusive man be mad at you? Or what if your Shepard dies? Like, Earth may not know that. Like, your Shepard could be dead, and it's just then you're playing as Garrus. Because in the article it says, these characters are playable, but maybe it'll go the Dragon Age 2 style of you can actually switch between all these players and play them, which I think would be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then play as each one of these 6 people, and the story will change depending on which person you're inhabiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like with the Elusive Man, if you choose to save the Space Turd, then, you know, he could still be pissed at you because, you know, you chose to save the Space Turd, but you know, they, you know, it can always be twisted at the beginning where it's like, well, I'm going to keep it, but I don't want you to have it.
Right.
You know, which when I did my ending, that was what made sense to me. I was like, yeah, we should keep the giant space dookie. And so I picked it and they're like, well, you're wrong. What? Why would I blow it up? We could use it.
What was the space turd?
You know,
it's
like,
been a while since I played
the fortress.
The end of the game when you go into
the Prothean fortress,
fight the Reapers
thing.
Where you fight the giant Terminator thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's like all of their, like, you basically have destroyed everything there.
Yeah, their
Cerberus wants to come in and extract all the information from it.
So Reapers. Coming out soon will be more official information from Game Informer. Yeah. Let's see here. Working backwards. Call of Duty maps have been announced. What is it called?
More?
The Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation map pack. Coming out May 3rd for Xbox.
Doesn't that just have all the maps from World at War for zombies?
It has Zoo, Terminal, Stockpile, and one more. I don't know.
Terminal,
I don't think so.
From Modern Warfare 2?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they're new maps, they're multiplayer maps. There will be a new zombie map, which is called Survivor. What is it?
Call of the Dead.
Call of the Dead, yeah. Which apparently, according to Activision's press release, will like change the face of zombie mode as we know it.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, it's only available for Xbox to begin with, and then PlayStation 3 at a later date.
You play as the zombies.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Yep,
that would be awesome. It becomes tower defense. Mm-hmm. And you play as the zombies. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I was playing a lot of the Dead Ops arcade on Black Ops. It's really fun. It's a good top-down shooter.
Is that the first time you ever played that?
No, I played it before, but just not a lot. I was like really going after it this time.
11:20, man. Okay.
Really, really weird Sonic 20th anniversary video that's been on Facebook for about a month now, but now it's been fully released to the public at large. Weird Sonic video of Sonic doing his CGI Sonic bullcrap,
and he's then running, he, right?
Splits into two. No,
he's so fast.
He's walking.
Oh,
time is just a lot faster in that
way. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So he's so fast that he just split himself.
Turns into two Sonics: one current Sonic, one old Sonic.
What? It was just a light hint of him.
He looked like a different hue.
Like a little bluer.
But the eyes are different, the spikes are different, the shoes are different. It's like the old Genesis. Yeah, it's the Genesis Sonic. Yeah, it's everybody's favorite Sonic.
Exactly. When Sonic was still cool.
When Sonic was having a great time. Yeah. Not when Sonic was doing
up
human women and...
Yeah. And cocaine.
And having shadow clones. Yeah. Going to swimming pools and stuff. It's more worried about Casino World or whatever the hell it was called.
And how the hell it just turns on its side all the time.
Yep.
A few things have been dated. Twisted Metal is out for October 4th this year.
Yep.
Ocarina, or Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D will be out June 19th.
I'm telling you, that's going to be the reason I buy a 3DS.
Really?
Yep.
Name your character Boner then.
Maybe I will, just for you. Just to validate
you
it
should.
For you.
It's good.
I've played that game like four times now. I need to play it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Would it work if you named it like Big Boner or
probably not.
Bigger Boner?
No, it'd be weird. No.
No. If I named him Schlong.
Mm-mm. No, that would be weird. No, definitely not that. Although Tallywhacker would be a very funny name for a Link character.
For a Link character.
What
if I named him Zelda? That just like,
that would
make the game explode.
No, that's then you play as Zelda, man. Like that's the cheat.
What?
You put your name in as Zelda, and then you play as Sheik.
Or if I put him in as character.
Broken.
Wait, then they don't
you
understand
mean that's
who's
not
who.
Zelda.
Who?
Little green guy is not Zelda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Zeldo.
Zeldo.
Yeah, because Zelda is the girl, and he's Zeldo. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like four languages. A and O, feminine, masculine.
Yeah. It's like the Frankenstein thing.
Mm-hmm.
Frankenstein is not Frankenstein.
That's true,
the monster was created by Frankenstein.
Right. You were created by Zelda.
Yep.
Zelda Miyamoto.
Exactly.
So the other humongous thing that happened yesterday was Captivate 2011. Handful of games were not really announced, but more of, well, a couple announcements. We've got Dragon's Dogma, Dead Rising 2 off the record. And that's it for new game announcements. Few things have been detailed, like Street Fighter Cross Tekken, Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition for the console, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D, and Ashura's Wrath.
Yeah!
So, hey, what's Capcom working on? It's all this stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know where to start.
When do I get my new Mega Man game?
Frank West.
Mega Man Legends 3? You sure. Talking? I don't think you want that game, John. Oh. Start with Frank West.
Yeah.
So wrestler. That's the thing that I'm a little confused on with all their information. The only thing that has explicitly said it's completely downloadable is Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
No, it said it for
PlayStation.
Frank West was DLC, I thought.
I didn't see anything on there. It says for PlayStation, for Xbox, but I don't know if it's on
DLC.
Well, I hope so, and it would make sense. I mean, it would be stupid to have it as a standalone it's a full game. Content.
Right, because it just seems like...
Would it, though? Like, would that not be the kind of stupid that we need? It's just a fucking $60 game that's just replaced Chuck Green with Frank West.
Frank West, wet dream.
Uh-huh.
Why weren't you there?
Yeah, so...
I was. Here's my story.
First question they asked me is, why didn't you break that story, Frank? The second question they asked me is, if you were there, what would you have done? Frank West has got a great Jack from Lost voice.
Yeah.
What would have you done differently?
Who's better?
Everything.
So that game is basically a reimagining of Resident Dead Rising 2, where you play as Frank West. And you take pictures of zombies and you still create weapons. And
it's for those who have not experienced Dead Rising 2 yet.
Probably. Or it's for those that are like... That's the other question is, will it be a downloadable content game that you can only play if you have Dead Rising 2? Or will it be standalone downloadable? One would imagine that it would do better as standalone downloadable. Yep. Frank West wrestling German suplexing zombies.
Why not?
Always a great thing.
Terror is reality.
I'm interested in that.
That'd be awesome if it was like a fusion frenzy, like a good fusion frenzy type.
No such game. Thing. I hate fusion frenzy.
The first one was okay.
I hate fusion frenzy. So what else we have here? Let's go into Street Fighter 4. Arcade Edition downloadable game. No price on it yet, but you'll be getting the four new characters. Evil Ryu, Oni, Yun, and Yang. Also new balancing patches and an upgrade to the replay system where you can, like, share.
Yeah, they were all about the replay in that video.
Yeah, you can share replay videos with people to a different degree, like sending bunches of videos, subscribing to people's channels.
It's like the YouTube of replays.
Yeah, basically. And then they'll have like the high-level play specific category. So you have to have so many
3,000 PP.
You have
3,000 PPs.
You have to have big PP to get into this category. Yeah. And then you can just filter through there.
Yeah. How much PP do you guys have?
Tons.
About 220.
220 PP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you lose PP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you lose a battle online, you lose BP and PP.
BP and PP.
Battle points and player points.
So you have to win in order to get a bunch of PP.
Yeah. Also, if you win against somebody who has no PP, then you don't get any PP.
So you have to play against, like, people with PP.
When I lose 2 out of 4 games online, and I lose and I don't have any PP, then they don't get any PP. But then when I beat them, I get like 400 PP, and then I lose again and I lose like 200 PP.
That's ridiculous. And BP. That's what's the difference?
I don't really know. I think you can spend. I think one is for tournament usage. Like you have to have so much BP to get into a tournament, and then PP you can use to buy different figure things and upgrade little portions of the figure game. And then I think in the online or in the console version, BP and PP are, again, how you get into ranked matches and tournaments.
PP.
Word.
All right.
Yep.
So I think I heard that the DLC version, if you already own Super Street Fighter 4, is going to be $15.
Oh, yeah?
$15 for four characters?
Four characters and augmented...
A little replay action.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Huh, $15. Yeah, seems all right. Okay. No word from Capcom, though, so... Don't know. 15 seems to be. But watching that video, Evil Ryu does seem pretty awesome.
He's worth about $12 alone.
What's that?
He seems like he's $12 alone.
Depends on how much I enjoy Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, there's your rub. When's that supposed to hit again?
No date yet.
No, okay.
Spring of this year.
Hooray!
I don't know. Fall, summer. What else do we have? Speaking of Street Fighter, we've got Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Actual, a little bit more fleshed out gameplay footage on the site. There's the opening cinematic that is. Seems more like a Namco Bandai opening cinematic because of just the insane amount of detail that's in every shot
and
how nothing makes sense.
Yeah, everybody's.
I thought he was the water god.
Kazuya shooting his eye laser at a giant Warhammer mech.
One guy had some black liquid coming off him.
Yeah, I don't really... I mean, the Street Fighter guys are inky, and the Namco guys are sweaty. Namco Bandai guys are sweaty, I guess.
I don't know.
Ink versus sweat.
Yep.
Which is mightier.
So the other thing I was talking to you guys about is whether or not it's going to be tag only. Based on the video...
Chun-Li doesn't
need it. Yeah, there are characters that... But there's also no HUD in that match, if you see.
It's true.
In the ones where there's the tag videos, you have both the tag team people on top with the health bars, but the Chun-Li and Bob video doesn't have any health bar or anything like that. And then in their description, they say specifically, like, the ultimate Dream Team tag battle matchup game.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't like tag.
Tekken love tag.
Tekken love tag.
Tekken does love tag.
I don't like that. Well, tag. I don't like Tekken.
Exactly.
Tag is good.
We like tag. Pleased to have tag.
You know it'd be sweet.
Mortal Kombat's going to have tag.
Right? Final Fantasy VII versus Deus Ex?
Yes.
Tag?
Yes.
I'm sorry, cross.
No, I was thinking like two. If there was three characters you could choose.
What? Somebody drops out of the middle? Sandbag?
Yeah.
Sandbag. Nintendo, yeah, cross.
And they had like some cross. Superpowers or something.
What?
And there was another universe with some powers.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be sweet. I know what you're talking about. That's stupid. what else do we have here? Ashura's Wrath. Video's up for that.
Confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if the description is actually really funny that was written about the game is it's supposed to be sort of episodic, like a television show. That's why that trailer starts with previously on Ashura's Wrath. Nice. Like, it is going to have sort of an episodic feel to it. It's supposed to be
his arms off.
Sci-fi Hindu mysticism.
That's what I follow, actually. So
that's your religious preference. Yes. We have checked on Facebook. Yes.
Finally, a video game that speaks to your religious beliefs.
Finally, one I can play that doesn't go against my beliefs.
Nope.
What else does it say? Like, it's like crazy character action game. Crazy, extra crazy.
Six arms
down to one. Off. Punch so hard your arms fall off. That looks great.
Oh man,
lots of groaning. The Japanese dude whose voice is in the trailer at the end of it sounds incredibly familiar.
I was thinking about that too, but I don't know. It's just Ryu.
Maybe it's Ryu. That's all. It's probably Ryu.
I think there's actually only one Japanese voice actor.
Yeah. No, there has to be two. It's this guy and the guy who does Snake's voice.
Oh.
Because this is not Gonzo Sol Patrioto. This is a different voice.
It's true.
So we also have Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, the one that I read the least about. Tactical team based squadron. No. I'm thinking more like Lost Planet with multiplayer. Like,
great.
Like, guess what?
Even better.
Another Monster Hunter game.
Well, except you're hunting zombies.
Yeah, I don't really know. Game. Don't take that verbatim yet. I'll have to read through it.
Zombie Hunter game sounds really good.
Nope. No.
Dude, so there could be. Think about it. There could be like different types of zombies.
Yeah. No. And... Hey, wait. Before you say that, you play Monster Hunter and then you get back to me. Because ideally, yes, that would be awesome.
So would have Lost Planet. But
no. Right. But no, in reality,
in practice,
that MT framework that runs those games doesn't work. So I have to apologize for that one. I haven't spent enough time reading through it, but it's going to be like squad-based tactical third-person action game. Reimagination of the Raccoon City story for Resident Evil 2.
Is there going to be space pirates?
One can only hope there will be fake gamer tags. Oh, yeah, and lots of buttons to dance. Yes. Slash dance yes. button.
Emote.
I want a fanny pat emote. Button.
Yeah.
We also have Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D for 3DS. Probably the least interesting thing to come out of all of this, because the Mercenaries was cool in Resident Evil 4.
But was it cool enough to make a game?
But no. And where it went in 5 was not very cool either. And
people love that shit.
No, I don't think people do.
No, dude, what do you...
The only person I've ever met that loves that shit is my brother, but he's crazy.
Two-player horde mode of zombies.
Oh, wait, you mean Black Ops zombie mode?
Not the same, because you're battling a clock, which is what makes it so challenging, but just score chasing, like, you're just high score leaderboard chase. Like, yep, yeah, gonna play this on my PS2 by myself, and nobody will see how good I do.
Dude, I got that shit saved. I'll show you sometime.
It's 16 blocks, MRF-er.
Bring over my memory card.
Let's see. The last thing to talk about is Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
The new IP, the new property from...
The new PP?
New PP. New player property from Capcom. Videos up as well.
Got a dragon in it.
I get a really strong Monster Hunter vibe from that, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
He was fighting a griffin.
I got a really big Lair vibe from that.
Lair. Oh,
we can only hope they'll.
That's a really awesome game.
Use your six axis to climb climb the Hydra.
Use your connect.
Pull back quickly.
I am getting a very strong Monster Hunter vibe, but like a disguised Monster Hunter vibe, like Lost Planet was, where you're like, oh, sweet, a third person shooter with giant cool monsters, and this is like, oh, it's a fantasy game with a story. And classes and giant monsters and really awkward movement.
Poor speaking dragon.
And a really annoying train sequence.
Yeah, great.
One can only hope there's.
Hopefully, you have to climb the back of the Hydra and then.
Mm-hmm.
While you're on a ship.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, the Kraken. Fantasy train.
The Kraken.
Fantasy train. So I don't know about that one either. Multiplayer, maybe a mage. Be a ranger.
But mages have to listen to hard rock music.
Only actually just automatically plays whenever you start casting.
Fireball.
That's one of the spells. It's just crazy.
Oh, that's the other thing about that Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Ugh, can't imagine worse music to pick for.
Oh yeah.
For those trailers.
It's not
really?
It's not good enough J-pop for you.
I would go for J-pop. It's just like grunge rock. It's just like double bass pedal and dudes screaming.
No, that's Evil Ryu. He's
just singing all the time.
Yep. See, that would be totally awesome if it was then like if it turned into a Yakuza style karaoke with like Ken and Ryu like doing a dance number with headpieces on.
That's how that works.
That's what I would want. I would play that. I would pay $15 for just that.
Awesome. What else we got, Griff?
That's it, man. That's it. That's all I got. We got through all that newsy stuff.
Newsy stuff.
I think that's it. Wait, what do you want to talk about? Something else?
I don't know. Yeah.
Anything else?
What are you more excited for next week?
What
comes out next week?
Portal 2
Mortal Kombat.
Or Mortal Kombat.
SOCOM 4.
Well, one of those things is not like the other.
Or, even better, Alice Madness Returns.
Oh, good question.
Actually, Alice Madness Returns, when I the stuff I've seen of that, I'm like, kind of.
Alice? Is that.
Not at all for me.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Is that a full game?
That's a full game.
It's
a full retail $60 game.
No. I feel like this is one of those instances because maybe I was probably too young for American McGee's Alice to really get into that. And I'm that was just a PC game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like that had no console launch for all I know. Nope. So also, again, look another
prices
problem.
Prices on Amazon for that.
For American McGee's Alice.
Jacked up shenanigans.
Well.
Cheap as you're going to find it is $60.
Well, all right. Just let people know out there. Trying to jack up prices on PC games, probably not going to get too much far.
No, probably not.
Yeah, so I think it's just part of that going along with my upbringing of, you know, PC games was never a huge thing when I was younger. So I probably never really noticed American McGee's Alice, nor had an interest in it.
Did you watch the video?
I've seen a video of it, yeah, okay. A playthrough of it, and it just looks uninteresting to me.
Okay.
It's like... Reminds me of Zelda.
All right. Well, I like those kind of games.
Z-targeting and
so this will be
minor puzzle platforming.
Yeah.
Sounds like a waste of time. Also, I have no great... because I don't smoke copious amounts of marijuana or any marijuana at all, I'm not really into Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay.
Nor do I shop at Hot Topic, so I really don't enjoy a darker twist on Alice in Wonderland. Sorry.
It's fine,
but it's Alice, man.
I'm a big natural.
But it's Alice.
Is Johnny Depp in this movie?
No,
I mean
he's
game.
Not. Thank God.
Yes, he is.
I just associate with the Cheshire Cat, you know, because he's so whimsical. Like sometimes he's there, and sometimes he's not.
That's totally you, man.
I know. I am the Cheshire Cat.
Where'd you go?
Maybe I'm here. Maybe I'm not.
Okay, well I'll play it and I'll let you know.
All right. Have fun with that.
So anyway. Number one on my list that I said is Portal 2.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to get to.
I still never played Portal.
You have a major problem on your hands right now. Correct that.
Yeah. I mean, Portal is one of those games that...
Dude, you can
finish
in like 3 or 4 hours too.
Oh,
it's
for sure.
It's at most 4 hours. Like
I'm not big on straight puzzle games.
Yeah, there's some...
There's shooting of dudes.
Yeah.
They don't have to be shooting, but
I
don't like straight
puzzle
games.
Yeah.
You should give it a whirl because I feel like it's more than just a puzzle game.
The puzzle part of Portal is not the draw of Portal. Portal is a game you play for the experience because of the narration and the story and what is happening when you're doing the puzzles. Like the puzzles are merely an obstacle to get into the next humorous piece of that game.
Yeah, I really feel like if I played that game without any audio, that would be a boring game.
Exactly. Also, you would never finish it.
Yeah, there would be no drive.
You'd be like, so this is the end, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. You'd be like,
and then you'd be like, what a weird game that would end like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I totally see your point where it's just like, yep, you would totally just ride that thing down into oblivion and
and then
do nothing about it.
And then, yeah. It's like, this game is not good.
Is there a point where it's like,
no,
there's
a point in that game where you basically need to decide that.
Don't say anymore, because Portal is a game that you have to play. Like, it is one of those games that if you have not played, it's like you are missing a piece of your, like you're missing a sense right now. Like you've never heard music, bro. If you've never played Portal,
that's pretty much what that is. It's like
you call yourself a gamer.
You've never realized how much the audio in a video game helps it until you play Portal.
Yeah, you've never realized how amazing a narrator can be in a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll
especially
play that tonight,
especially in a game where the character does no talking.
Yep.
Is that a DLC game now?
I think you can buy it by itself.
It's on the orange box.
The orange box is like $15, isn't it?
Probably.
I think you have it, don't you?
I have it for PS3.
Oh, Roger.
The orange box is...
It's like 10.
Get it on
four
there.
Games and $10.
There,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't have Half-Life, then get the orange box because you get Half-Life 2. You get Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2... Episode 2, Team Fortress 2, and you get
Portal.
You also get with Team Fortress 2 some small amount of support. So achievements and a small upgrade, I believe. One patch.
What, for free?
Or... Well, because on the PlayStation version of the Orange Box, you don't get any achievements, you don't get any trophies, and you don't get the upgrade of new classes for Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Portal 2, like, I mean, you're an achievement hunter. Portal 2, or I'm sorry, Portal 1, you get all the achievements in that pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know what they
well,
are.
Well, the reason I ever bought the Orange Box is because there was 4 games and only 1,000 achievements. I was like, it's only 250 points.
For I expect Portal doesn't have any achievements.
I think it does.
It does.
I've really?
Everyone gets 250 points.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, okay, but it's not really 5 games. If you play Portal, or I mean, if you play Half-Life 2 and the other episodes, like, just bang them together, it's like one game. It's just a pretty stretched out game.
Yeah.
And man, is that game fun to play.
Half-Life? I need a game right now. Yeah. I'm bored as shit, so I suppose I can...
Dude, just period up. If I still had a copy of Orange Box, which I might...
You gotta stop selling games, John.
I know, I've got a problem.
Just gotta get your fix of Pikachu, don't you?
Well, now that I picked the Gamefly thing, now I have no reason to really get rid of games.
Yeah. So, you asked me what am I more excited for next week?
Yeah.
Probably Portal 2, I guess.
Which is that going to be a full-fledged $60 game?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are they going to extend that game into a full game?
Multiplayer.
The multiplayer for one.
Is there really a multiplayer?
Co-op.
There's a co-op multiplayer. It's just it's puzzle solving. Co-op puzzle solving. With somebody else. So you and I are going to have to try that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll be buying it on PlayStation 3 because for $60, you also get a free copy of Portal 2 for Steam.
Yeah. That's also sort of exciting.
Yep.
I hate playing games on PC, though.
So I will not use that at all and add it to my Steam library. I have...
Every other game?
A lot of games on my Steam library.
Check it out, my games, man. I've never played any of them.
I would, if I had a PC, man, I would.
Well, we are running out of time, huh?
Yeah, we're getting there. We should probably wrap it up. Ryan, are you going to be getting Portal 2 next week? Or
I think I should play the first one first.
Yeah. Just do it. Just knock it out. It's easy. That way you sort of understand what's going on.
It'll take you like 3 hours max.
Yeah.
I might be able to do that tonight then.
Yeah. Oh, dude, go pick it up. Try it. I assure you not. It will not. For the money that it costs, you will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
And that way I'll know if I want to buy the next one or not.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I always find it. I'll talk to you more about Portal after this, phone goes off. off air. Airphone off air. Boss Barrel Radio, goodbye.
Who the boss?